Welcome everybody to another episode of Brain Turds. I'm Monkey Arms.
And I'm T-Rex.
How you doing, man?
I've been doing pretty good, chugging out a few miles. I've got about 40 to go in our little challenge. I know you finished about a month ago, but...
You didn't have to throw that out there. It's not a competition amongst you and I. It's a competition. It's hardly even a competition. It's to raise funds for coronavirus relief. I finished ahead of you, but...
About a month ago.
it honestly does feel like a long time since I finished. But taking the time off has been good, and I finally got back into just running for the fun of it, which probably makes you want to slap me right now because you're still in the heat of this challenge.
Dude, I'm looking forward to the day that I want to run again.
I didn't think it would ever come. I really didn't. And then after taking a week off, I was itching to get back out there and go, and I did, and I've been enjoying it. And now I've only been running maybe 2, maybe 3 times a week, if that's only been 4 mile goes. But I'm still there with you mentally. I still think about what you're going through because, man, it's hell. And you texted me the other day and you said now you're starting to get more pain, starting to get some Achilles pain. I've been there. It sucks, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting it like just above my heel. It's like a dull, achy feeling when I get up in the morning. Now, I took some ibuprofen last night and it's felt a little better today. So I went ahead and took the day off of running, kind of give it another day's worth of rest. But, man, I got 40 more to go. I got to get them in. And it's driving me nuts.
And that's how it started with me. It starts with just that little bit of pain and then it just kind of flourishes from there. But the good thing for you is this is coming on way late in the game as opposed to me. It came on before I even hit the halfway point. So it's not fun, man. But you know what? You take the time off and it's going to be extremely sweet when you get to the finish line. That last bit, you're just so happy. You're so happy it's over.
Oh, well, it's like you texted me the other day about some other challenge. And I'm like, dude, I'm not done with this one yet. I'm going to need some rest. I'm going to have to take at least a week or so off. I'm actually looking forward to taking a little bit of a break, maybe a week or two off.
I understand. You know, this is another winged episode. I say that like that's rare for us because it's not rare for us. Everything is a pull it out of your ass kind of episode. But you know what? We don't have funding. We don't have a lot of followers. We don't have promotion and all that shit. We do this because we love it. I enjoy doing this. You enjoy doing this. It's just a hobby that we do for fun, for nobody but ourselves. So if we want to have random episodes, it's just pull it out of your ass episodes every week, then we're going to do it, right?
Yeah. Well, and we pretty much do. So, I mean, we
Who's
rarely
gonna hold
like...
us accountable right now?
I was going to say, we rarely have like a brain trust where we go, dude, we got to talk about this. Every once in a while, we actually do that, I'd say once or twice, you know, in about 2 or 3 month spans where we go, dude, we actually have a topic this time.
I somewhat have a topic today, but I often do this thing where I will somewhat plan out a show when I know that we want to do it. Like you'll text me, you'll say, hey, let's do a podcast. And I'll be like, all right. And then I'll take like, cause you give me like a day or two notice. And then I try and come up with some topics to talk about. Sometimes we stick to the plan that's in my head that you don't know about because I never tell you.
Yeah,
and sometimes we don't talk about anything that I have planned. But today I think it's going to work out that way. And I actually, because we're still in the midst of a pandemic, I am an old soul and I still read the newspaper. I don't know how many people out there still read the newspaper, but I still read the newspaper. Now, I want to paint the picture for some good news here for a second. The headline is U.S. tops 150,000 COVID-19 deaths. Obviously, that is grim. That's 150,000 families. I bring this up because this is important for the follow-up. So this was a milestone that was reported by the Johns Hopkins University. And this milestone was reached only 6 days after, if you remember, we hit the 4 million confirmed infections in America, with the three most infected states being California, Texas, and Florida. Okay, that's pretty grim. Yeah. But what is good news is that on Monday, in a study for potential coronavirus vaccines, here in Rochester, at Rochester General Hospital, 4 volunteers were the first in the country, Mark, to be given the potential vaccine. First of all, that's incredible to me that this is being tested here, where I'm podcasting from. They're the first 4 people in the country. And this vaccine is very promising. What it said here in the article is it said the first four people in the country were given a potential coronavirus vaccine Monday afternoon after approval was given from the Federal Food and Drug Administration. The University of Rochester Medical Center and Rochester Regional Health made the announcement during a joint press conference on Tuesday, stating that Rochester's two largest health systems are partnering with Pfizer, I think is how you say it. It's a German biotech firm. Yeah. They're partnering for this late stage vaccine study. So this is phase three of the clinical trial, which is the last stage before potential FDA approval, as well as production and distribution kickoff for this vaccine. So these are the first four people testing this out. It's in one of the final stages. I mean, this could be big news, man, and it's happening right here.
Well, you know, I'm one of those people that's real skeptical of this virus or this vaccine because, man, it just seems like they're rushing this through. They, you know, at first they're talking about a year, maybe a year and a half, and now less than a year we're going to have a potential vaccine.
Well, now I don't know how long it's going to take for them to actually get FDA approval and then how long it would take for production and distribution. I mean, we still may be looking at that January, February mark. I don't know. It doesn't say in the article. I didn't dig up more than that. It's not clear. But I mean, the fact that they're saying 30,000 volunteers are going to be recruited at more than 120 different sites across the world, that includes up to 200 participants here in Rochester. This is so far the biggest breakthrough we've had in a vaccine since the pandemic started. So cautiously optimistic, yeah, I think is the right approach. But optimism is valid right now, I think.
Oh, yeah, my fingers are definitely crossed that they come up with something. I mean, the way this is ripping through the country, anything to be able to eat, to stop this or at least slow it down. I mean, it's like you said, we've reached 4 million something cases. We've had over 150,000 people pass away from this. It's
right.
Man, this is just tearing people apart. Not just the people that are dying either. I mean, that's what most people don't seem to get that through their head, that it's the survivors that are this sounds bad, but the dead people are dead, but the survivors have to live with this. And it's
no, that doesn't sound bad at all. That's the problem, is people don't accept that death is inevitable for all of us. It is not necessarily from coronavirus, but death is inevitable for all of us. And there's so many of us out there that can't wrap their mind around the fact that we're all going to die sometime, but it's the people that we leave behind. And it's everything that we have unfinished. It's all of our stuff and everything that we leave that everybody else has to deal with that makes it extremely hard on the living, the ones we leave behind. I get what you're saying. I don't think you're wrong at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, this has got to be one of the worst ways to have to go because like I said, you're going into the hospital, you're by yourself, you know, no family can come in and visit you. And, you know, next thing you know, you're hooked up on all these different ventilators and all this. I mean, God, that I couldn't even imagine. I don't want to imagine having to pass that way. But again, like I said, the families are the ones that are on the outside and they can't go in and see you. They can't say goodbye to you. And God, I couldn't imagine, dude. That's got to be horrible.
I couldn't imagine it. I didn't know this, but apparently the University of Rochester has got a long history of leading vaccine studies. I had no idea until today that we were doing this much with a potential coronavirus vaccine. So, hey, if this all gets distributed across the country, you're welcome from Rochester. We're sending it to you guys. We got your back, Jack.
Tell them to keep up the good work.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I don't know if you call this lighter news or not, but what about we turn this to something that's not coronavirus, but may still be fun to talk about? Are you interested in that?
Oh, yeah. I'm always interested in something that's not the coronavirus.
Yeah, anything that we can get that's not the coronavirus and not necessarily the politics, period, is fun.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of the politics.
I woke up the other day. That's a waste of time. Everybody, that's how every day has started for everybody since the dawn of time. I woke up. That was a waste of breath. My wife stopped me in the hallway and she said, have you ever had that feeling of when you really like somebody and then you feel disappointment because you find out they're a piece of shit? I'm like, well, damn, that's a good morning. That's a hell of a way to Start the day. I said, yeah, actually, yeah, sure. Role models and stuff. That's why they say, you know, don't meet your heroes, yada, yada. Well, she told me that she has learned a lot about Ellen DeGeneres recently. Have you heard anything about this? Do you know what I'm referring to?
I do not.
Apparently, the Ellen DeGeneres show is under internal investigation by Warner Brothers Media following a series of allegations of racism, intimidation, mistreatment, all of this from other employees and everything in the facility. Ellen DeGeneres, man, can you believe that?
Wow, that's, yeah,
surprising.
That's, yeah, that I didn't see that coming. Now, I have heard her name with the cuckoo people out there.
You gotta elaborate.
Yeah, I think it's the QAnon. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
It's a right wing conspiracy nuts, and they were bringing her name. I've seen her name pop up with the child sex ring.
Yeah, I don't want to say that it was anything to do with like a child sex ring or anything like that, not that I'm aware of. I have not read that per se, just based on what NPR is saying. Took that to a whole another level.
Oh, damn. No, these are just the, like I said, these are these conspiracy nut jobs that are, I mean, they even I hate to do this but I mean, they've been talking about people like Tom Hanks and Oprah Winfrey. And yeah, they've got them all into the whole Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking pizza game.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about now. Well, yeah, I was really surprised by this. And so I was reading a bunch of articles and everything on it. And there was a lot of people that actually linked to different clips and videos from her actual talk show of her interviewing people in a very, very passive aggressive to almost aggressive manner that I didn't really notice before, but it's clear as day when you watch it. And there was just a bunch of complaints that included firing people after they've taken like medical leave, a black employee having racist comments yelled at her by senior staff and other staff members. There's an Australian talk show host or morning show or something I'm not super familiar with, but he said that when she came to do an interview with them, that her staff told them that he wasn't allowed to look at her or speak to her. She was just going to do an interview with this one person and everybody else had to stay out of the way. Like, it was just, he said the whole experience was really weird, and there's just more and more stuff coming out about her. And what's so bizarre about it is she's the Be Kind movement lady. Like, that's how she ends her shows, is be kind to everyone. And it's just, it's interesting how we have this idea of what these people are like, and most of the time they're not that way at all. But this one was especially surprising.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm especially surprised about her. I mean, you know, but it's one of those things where I don't think people understand when they're watching a TV that this person's probably playing some kind of character. And I think that's, in a way, I think that's where people got in trouble with our president. Is they saw this guy, they thought it was just a character, and they thought once he got into the office that he would become presidential. And it's like, no, that's who he is. I mean, he's not playing a character. Some of these other people play the nice character on TV, and then you find out, no, they're real douchebags outside of that.
Right, and I think there's a handful of people, maybe even a majority, that do understand the difference, but often forget. And I would say I'm one of those that, I wouldn't say often forgets, but does forget sometime, or has still been surprised. That's like, I'm a humongous Jim Carrey fan. And I'm sure you've seen things about how Jim Carrey, people are saying he's gone insane or he's gone crazy. He's just a little weird in some of the interviews he's done. Some people refer to him as extremely enlightened. Some people refer to him as having a complete mental breakdown. You know, it depends on how you want to look at it. I was often on the side that Jim Carrey was somebody who was kind of enlightened until I read his book that just came out, I think, the middle of last month or the beginning of this month, July. And holy shit, man. Now I'm on the side that he might be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I mean,
well, I actually
it's just weird.
I saw an interview with him about his book, and he was basically saying that he pretty much said that there are some things in there that are true, and there are some things in there that aren't true. And he's, you know, the way I understand it is he wrote a book. He put a lot of true things in it. He put some other kind of bullshit stuff in it. And he just basically, it sounds like he was just kind of, I don't know, having some fun. I don't know. I mean, that's just the way I got that's the impression that I got from the interview he did.
So I read it, and I watched like 3 or 4 different interviews that he did about the book, and I was like, oh yeah, I want this book. I couldn't wait to read it. I ordered it and I cracked it open right when I got it and just started in. And when I finished it, I audibly said out loud, what the fuck did I just read? I mean, I'm telling you, man, he jumps from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. He's talking about aliens. I have no idea, dude. There was so many names in there and just making up characters and shit. I couldn't follow it. I could not follow it. And I read some messed up books. I could not follow that. I mean, this guy, I really felt like he was having a mental breakdown inside this book. Like it was a horrible cry for help. Just full of delusion. I don't know. I'd be interested if anybody else read it, if they have an opinion. Maybe I missed something and they can explain it to me, but shit, man. I was just always on the side that he was an enlightened individual, and then now I'm thinking he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. We all thought that Ellen was this amazing, nice, giving person, and now we're realizing, even if you, like you said, you assume that a lot of people are playing a part, even you were surprised with Ellen DeGeneres, because she just doesn't seem like that kind of person. Now we're learning things about her.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, I go many years back, and I, you know, through the years, that's why I honestly don't think you want to know like more personal stuff about people that are in the entertainment business, because once you start to find out personal stuff, you start going, you know, yeah, I like this about them, but God, I can't stand that about them, you know? And it's
right.
One of my favorite bands of all time is Kiss. And I grew up with their music. And then I started hearing Gene Simmons talk about politics and everything. And I'm like, honestly, I think he's kind of fucking cuckoo. I mean,
I can see that.
He's a huge right-wing Trump supporter. And it's like, I get it because he's rich. That's why he's a big Trump supporter, honestly. That's the way I look at it, because he got a big tax break and it looks good in his bank account. And
these people are all in a different boat than we are. These people are so far removed from, they're so far removed from what the majority of the world population's reality is, the blue collar worker, or even the white collar worker, but people who just aren't so far removed from the day-to-day average Joe person. And these people, politicians and movie stars and musicians and all, they're so far removed from the rest of us that they don't understand, I think is the big gap there.
Well, and you know, I can kind of tie this into a video that you just made me watch. Steve Harvey. I always thought he was, I mean, I still think the guy's hilarious. I think I can watch his comedy, but after watching the video that you sent me, you know, I wouldn't want to have a conversation with the guy. Yeah, because, you know.
Right. So I actually came across that video because somebody else was having this conversation on Reddit about Ellen DeGeneres. And they said, yeah, I remember when I found out that Steve Harvey was kind of an asshole. And I was like, Steve, because I was always a fan of Steve Harvey. I thought he was an awesome dude. And I watched the video, and I'll go ahead and play the video for you guys real quick right now so you can listen. So go ahead and take a peek.
If you have a relationship with God, you're sitting up here talking to a dude and he tells you he's an atheist, you need to pack it up and go home. You know, you're talking to a person don't believe in God, what's his moral barometer? Where is it at? It's nowhere.
I mean, speaking of God, you say in the book that you wouldn't go out with a woman. I guess a woman should not go out with a man who doesn't believe in God.
No, I mean, why would you?
Well, do you believe that only people who are religious are ethical and moral?
No, I just believe if you don't believe in God, then where's your moral barometer? That's just me talking.
I understand.
You can believe what you want to believe,
yeah.
But if you're an atheist, you're basing your goodness and morality on what? I mean, but what is an atheist? I don't really get into that. You know, I've talked to people all the time. I'm an atheist. I just walk away. I don't know what to say to you. You know,
well, an atheist is someone who doesn't quite believe that there is somebody out there, some God out there.
Well, then to me, you're an idiot.
Okay, well.
So I'm cool with that. I'm just not, probably
fine.
Not the right politically correct thing to say. But if you don't believe in God, I mean, really, you got to have an explanation for this. You just can't tell me this spun out of a gastrous ball.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, then we were evolved from monkeys. Why we still got monkeys? It's too much open here. I just believe that. And if you don't believe that, then I don't like talking to you.
I listened to that video and I'm like, holy shit, this guy is really being a dick. Regardless of what you believe or not, why are you going to treat people who don't believe in what you believe in like he just did?
Well, and that's the thing is, okay, I'm an atheist, and because I don't believe there's a God. But, you know, if you want to ask me where my moral compass is, where I got it from, I've had people that are, you know, religious tell me that I'm probably more religious than most religious people they know, because I live by the golden rule. You know, I try to treat people the way I want to be treated.
Right. Regardless if you seem more religious or not, the first thing I said to my wife when I heard that video is I said, you know what really pisses me off about that whole thing is the fact that he said, if you don't believe in God, where is your moral barometer?
Right.
Now let's think about that for a second. He's saying that an atheist, they don't believe in a God. So what do they base their moral barometer on? And he's saying that because he believes in God, he bases his moral barometer on the followings and the word of God. And so that's why he's a good person. Now, I would argue that the person who doesn't believe in a higher power, who doesn't believe that if they're bad, they're going to hell, who doesn't believe that if they're good, they're going to heaven, and they're still a genuine good person like yourself, because you're one of the best guys I know, I would say that's way better than somebody who's only doing it so they can get to the pearly gates, or only doing it so they don't burn in hell, right? That's just my opinion. That's just me speaking, as he said.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is, like, look, if that's what gets him up and gets him going through his day, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for anybody. However you get up and get through your day, that's great, because life sucks sometimes, not all the time. Life can get hard, and it's tough to get through some days. So whatever it does, whatever it takes for you to get through it, great. But why? What makes me such a bad person? Because I'm an atheist. So we couldn't, like, he just, you know, you watch the video and he says, if I told him I was an atheist, he'd just turn around and walk away from me. He wouldn't even have a conversation.
Yeah, doesn't even know what to say to you.
Right. So what's that say about him? I'm willing to treat him like a human being. He's wanting to treat me like shit.
That's my point. And that's where the density comes in. That's where, again, you're so far removed, you're so caught up in yourself that you can't see what you're doing to other people. I mean, you supposedly don't have a moral barometer because you don't believe in God, yet you're the one that's willing to talk to this person, and regardless of what their religious beliefs are. You're the one that's willing to treat everybody equally on the same level.
Yeah.
And you're the one that's wishing him best. And he sits there and says, if you don't believe in God, you're an idiot. So none of this makes sense. And that's why when you said, well, why were you upset about it? That's why I was upset about it, because I'm like you, man. If you're not doing something that directly affects me and it makes you happy, then do it. I'm with you. Do it. You know, if you're not causing harm, then be happy.
Well, and that's why I kind of understood, but I wanted to hear you say it. Why it upset you.
Well, it especially upset me because I took it personal, because one of my best friend is an atheist. And to watch this guy spit on atheists is upsetting. Because like I said, you're one of the nicest guys I know. I mean, you'll give, if you respect somebody, you'll give them the shirt off your back. And this guy's saying, where is an atheist's moral compass? And I'm just like, I felt offended. I'll be honest. I felt attacked. Because that's my friend, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, like I said, you know, I do. I wish him the great. I mean, that's great. If that's what gets him up and gets him through his day, great. But why has he got to tear people down just because they don't believe the exact same thing that he believed?
Exactly.
Yeah, to me, that just shows his ignorance. And honestly, he doesn't follow the good book, because he's not going to treat me with the respect that I would treat him with.
Yeah, I was so surprised when I saw that. And that's not new. That's an old video. That's an old interview. That's not new at this point. But when we're on the topic of Jim Carrey and Ellen DeGeneres and Steve Harvey, now we're talking about them for different reasons. They're not all lumped in you know, they've all done bad things. We're just talking about perception and how the way you see somebody on camera is not who they are. Or in Steve Harvey's case, it's exactly who he is, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know.
That's the thing is that's why I said it makes it so much. It makes it difficult to watch somebody play a role and then you see them outside of that role and they may be that person. Like I said, our president is the guy, he's the prick that was on the TV, or they might just be somebody that, like, well, Ellen DeGeneres, if these allegations are true.
If they turn out to be true, right.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't want to say she's guilty, but if they turn out
right,
to be
I want to remind everybody again, they're launching an investigation right now, and what I read to you all were the allegations. We don't know how factual this is. But what somebody did say that is kind of interesting is right now nobody's jumping and chomping at the bit to defend her at the moment. So that's interesting. But we don't know yet is the point.
Right. And that's where I say, you know, if it turns out to be true, you go, you look at her and you go, like I said, I was surprised because I didn't, you know, I figured, you know, nobody's that nice all the time the way she seems. But, you know, I wouldn't have expected her to be, well, what'd you say, having people saying racist shit, firing people for medical leave that was, you know, whatever all the allegations are. I wouldn't have seen
going,
that coming.
Going to places and telling people that they can't look at her or speak to her. Get off your high horse. Who does that?
Well, and that's the thing is, if you look at some of these, if you listen to some of these celebrities and some of the stuff that they do, a lot of them seem a little bit off their fucking kilter. I mean, they all kind of seem like they're, you know, a little bit out. Like, yeah. They've forgotten what it was like to be just normal.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is they, you know, I wouldn't know because we're not there yet.
Well, they've lost but, touch with what it was like to be like with their fan base.
Average.
They've lost touch with them. Yeah.
But you know what? That aside, you know, that's some lighter hot news right now. We did get some good news today. We got some bad news today with how many deaths that COVID-19 has had. These newspaper articles are going to be in the history books one day, and it's just crazy to think about. But we also got some good news with the potential vaccines. So, you know, we're sprinkling it in there today. You know, a little bit of up, a little bit of down, taking you guys on a bit of a roller coaster ride.
Well, I'm always trying to find that light at the end of the tunnel, man. And if they can come up with a vaccine, my fingers are crossed.
Sent to you from Rochester, baby. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening. You can follow us on brainturds.podomatic.com. That is our site. We are on iTunes, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, Player FM, and Podcast Addict. Podcast is the dick. Oh,
is
shit.
Is the dick?
I was going to say podcast is the dick that Mark uses.
Whoa.
What I meant to say.
No wonder I'm tired.
I am in support of dicks. If that's what you choose, get on it. Anyway, we're on Podcast Addict as well. Podcast Addict is the app that Mark uses. If Mark can use it, you can use it. So get on there. Enjoy. Fuck. Thanks for listening, guys. Peace.
Take it easy.
Oh, that was smooth. That was smooth.
That's awesome.